Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, folks, this is the final portion of the JJ podcast. Let's take the normal elements of our show and bring them to you guys because, unfortunately, I haven't been able to do it throughout the week. Let's run around the league as you get ready now for week 11. Just think about that for a minute. Week 11 in the National Football League. And by the time you guys hear this, the Thursday night game will be played with Pittsburgh and Cleveland. And the line should tell you all you need to know in that game. Cleveland favored by 3, despite the way the Steelers have played. May have egg on my face going in this direction, but I love the Browns to not only cover, but win this game outright. Okay, for the rest of the games this week, Dallas, a 4.5-point favorite at the 3-5-1 Detroit Lions. It is amazing how the narrative and the feel around Detroit has dramatically changed from earlier in the year, where it felt like the Lions were trending upward. It felt like the Lions were finding their footing. Now with this Stafford injury, I mean, let's be honest, you may have seen the last of Matthew Stafford in 2019. And because of that, you have to assume that's a good thing for the Dallas Cowboys. And the Dallas Cowboys need a victory with the way this NFC East is shaken up. Dallas at 5-4. Philadelphia at 5-4. Dallas after losing what was a winnable game against the Minnesota Vikings. This is a game you cannot mess around in any way. All right, you got Jacksonville, 4-5, but they got the return of Nick Foles, who will be under center this week at quarterback. And for the Colts, it's the question of, will he play? Will he not play when it comes to Jacoby Brissett? I never in a million years thought Jacoby Brissett would mean that much to the Colts. Make no mistake, folks. He means that much for Indianapolis because he's not going to be out there. Brian Hoyer at quarterback, hide the women and children. Hoyer, as bad as can be. Bad as can be against Miami. But Brissett appears to be probable, and that's why it's a stay-away game for me. If I knew for certain Hoyer was playing, I'd load up on Jacksonville. I'm going to be staying away here in this spot. But a big game in the AFC South. Colts need it because that wild card race tightening up. Jaguars want to get back into it as close to a must-win as you're going to find. You got Denver, 3-6, won their last game, coming off their bye week at Minnesota. And let's give the Vikings credit. They're at 7-3. Their offense is playing well. That was a big win for them against the Dallas Cowboys. This game, they should win comfortably. I almost worry about a letdown spot here for the Vikings, but at 7-3, they are rolling, and they're going to need minimum 10 if they're going to be a wild card team. You have Houston and Baltimore, and this, to me, is the game of the week. This is the game I'm looking forward to the most, where you got Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson going at it, and you got some sharp line movement in the favor of the Texans. Line opened at 5. It is now down to 4. Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson been getting the MVP talk, rightfully so. This is how Deshaun Watson can work his way in that conversation. Big win, big performance, outdoing Lamar Jackson will be something to think about. Of course, you know about the Jets and the Redskins, and, I mean, does this give you the feel? Does this give you the sense, the same old Jets? You get the vote of confidence from Christopher Johnson when it comes to Adam Gase. You're taking on a team that has been as bad as can be, and yet Washington is favored in this game. Ooh, fishy, fishy, fishy. Let's head to Carolina. Carolina's 5-4. They competed their asses off against the Green Bay Packers. Game could have gone either way. Atlanta coming off a big win on the road at New Orleans. This line opened at 7. It is now down to 4.5 with 63% of the tickets coming in on Carolina. Be very, very careful if you're going to play that game. Do not be surprised if you get another big effort out of the Falcons now that Matty Ice is back at quarterback. Well, how about the Miami Dolphins? who have won two games in a row. They won at Indianapolis. They're hosting the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo at 6-3. Miami at 2-7. This line is less than a touchdown. Open at 7.5. Now down to 6.5. Dolphins have looked like a different team over the last 6 weeks. They have looked like a team that is competing. Are they going to be able to win the line of scrimmage, though, against the Buffalo Bills? That is something you absolutely need to do. You got New Orleans, 7-2, going into Tampa to take on the 3-6 Bucks. And for New Orleans, they're coming off what was a subpar, lousy effort, a losing effort against Atlanta. You would think it has all the makings of a bounce-back game, but the historical trends point in the favor of the Buccaneers. New Orleans has not traditionally played well when they've played the Bucs, especially on the road. So that's something to take into account. You got Arizona, who is now a 10.5-point dog at the San Francisco 49ers. Niners coming off their first loss of the year. Cardinals were losing big in the first matchup, made it far more competitive. And for those of you who laid the points with San Francisco on the road, you're going to remember that one well. I'm interested to see how Kyler Murray responds to going up against this defense now for the second time. Better or worse, we shall see. This, another game of the week candidate. New England, a 3.5-point favorite at the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl rematch. Both of these teams coming off their bye week. Philly coming off a win. They're actually coming off back-to-back wins. New England coming off their first loss of the year. This is usually one of those games that you circle as New England play. But Doug Peterson and the Eagles, they cracked the code of the Patriots the last time they played. Different quarterback this time around. You got the Raiders, who are very much in a playoff race. They are 5-4 on the year. They are double-digit favorites over the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals at 0-9 have looked as bad as can be. I wonder, though, from a Raiders standpoint, a little overvalued here, laying 10.5 at home. I would not touch this game. Sunday night, you got the Bears at 4-5, the Rams at 5-4. Line open 7.5, now down to 6.5. Goff has looked like a different quarterback at home. Did the Bears find something with Trubisky? I'm putting my money on, though. But this is a game, if you lose and you're the Los Angeles Rams, you can't be thinking too fondly about your chances about postseason football. This is a big, big game. Winner of this game, very much in the mix. Loser of this game, especially if it's LA, you got to be thinking they're on the outside looking in. And then Monday night, Mexico City, Kansas City 6-4, 4-6 LA Chargers. Chiefs coming off what was a terrible effort against the Titans. Had the lead, let it slip away. Defense is an absolute joke. I think there are reasons to be concerned if you're Andy Reid and the Chiefs. Yeah, your quarterback is back. Yeah, you're going to put up points. I'd be very concerned about that defense. Okay. There you have it. That's your run through of the Week 11 slate in the National Football League. We still got one little tidbit to get to. The unlocks of the week for Week 11. They will be posted next right here on the JJ After Dark podcast page.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.